You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 60, Live Your Vibration, part 2. We are picking up where we left off in the last episode. We are now going to discuss the life path numbers. There is absolutely no way for me to go over each one thoroughly, so this is just enough to pique your interest. I'm going to show you how to calculate your life path, and then you can follow along. These descriptions are short, and I tried to share things with you that are not so commonly known about these paths. I just want to create a deeper interest in you to research these further on your own. Your life path number is just one of many, but the most important of all. Keep in mind that when you study your numerology, you want to be balanced in the interpretations. You will learn the positive and the negative aspects of your numbers. Also, keep in mind that you should combine your numerology with your astrological birth chart. And this way, you will get a better view of your challenges and your potentials. It's really everything you will need to help further you on your path to self-discovery. When we review each life path number, you may notice that you share many of the same attributes as other numbers. This is normal because we are made up of all of these vibrations, but you will be more dominant in one more than the others. The exception to this is if you are a master number, then you will have two strong vibrations within you. Okay, when finding your life path number, there's a trick to it because of the master numbers. First, you add the day, the month, and the year separately. Then add those totals together. This allows you to see if you have master numbers within your vibration. For example, if you were born in the month of November, you already have an 11 in your numerology. This makes you a master number 11. So just take note of that and continue to calculate your numbers. You will have two life path numbers to review. The life path numbers are 1 through 9, and then 11 and 22 are the master numbers that we'll take a look at today. Let's do an example. Take your day, month, and year. Add them up individually. If you find an 11 or 22 among them, take note of it and then continue to reduce to a single digit by adding them all together. They say that this is the correct way of finding your life path number. This way you can see if a master number is among your vibration. Errors can be made if you do not use the system of adding. Let's say someone was born on March 29th of 1998. March is the third month, so we have a 3. Then we look at our date of birth. It is the 29th, so we now have an 11. Make note of it. Then look at your year of birth and add those numbers up, which was 1998. So we have 1 plus 9 plus 9 plus 8. That equals 27. Reduce that to a single digit and you get the number 9. So now we have to add these all up. We have an 11, we have a 3, and we have a 9. So we get the number 14. Reduce that to a single digit and we have a 5 life path. So you will be an 11/5. A master number 11 and a 5 vibration. This can also happen if you find that one of your numbers is a 22. So if this person were born on the 11th or the 22nd of March, we would automatically see that they were a master number as well. Now, there are more master numbers. You have 33, 44, and they go on. But for your life path numbers, we only acknowledge the 11 and the 22, okay? So now that you know how to find your life path number, let's start looking at your potential for greatness and what you need to be cautious of. If your life path number sounds nothing like you, then first double check your math. Then if that's right, remember that you are supposed to grow into these numbers. It is who you were born to be. As I said in part one, some people have no idea who they are and are far from who they were born to be. Knowing what your ultimate vibration is will help you draw closer to your natural gifts and talents. It will help you find more joy, peace, and happiness in your life. Remember, we're just scratching the surface of these number vibrations. There is much more to be learned. Take the time to research your numbers for yourself. Also, there are correlations between numerology and astrology. These systems were meant to be used together. They're pieces of a beautiful puzzle, of a coded message that you left for yourself, of who you truly are. You'll be amazed at what you find out about yourself. So now let's take a look. We're going to look at life path number one. This life path is ruled by the sun. You are a natural born leader. You want to make up your own mind. You rarely seek out advice. You demand freedom and are very determined. You have a strong will and are very creative and individualistic. You often resent authority and believe that if you want something done right, you must do it yourself. You are efficient and don't let anything stand in your way once you're committed to a goal or a project. You can achieve what looks impossible to others. You should be the boss or self-employed. You need to learn to be compassionate, sensitive, and not overbearing. You can become irritated easily and can lean toward an imbalance of overzealous behavior, anger, and aggressiveness. If you are way out of balance, then you will become domineering, vindictive, and even violent. Guard against these negative traits and work to find balance in your life. Focus on your positive attributes and you will encourage the love and respect of others. Life path number two is ruled by the moon. You are a natural born artist and caregivers. You move from your soul and feel deeply. This can also make you moody, if not in balance. You make wonderful parents because you love to take care of others. You also make the best friends and caregivers. You are sensitive and understanding. Your energy is very comforting. You can be very perceptive and know what someone else needs or wants before they even ask for it. This is why you would do well in opening your own bed and breakfast or working in some sort of hospitality. You like to take care of others. What twos need to be watchful of is that they need to learn how to take risks, how to speak up for themselves, and don't allow insecurities to stop you from becoming the best that you can be. Believe in yourself and don't allow yourself to be pushed around or pushed to the background. You are very easygoing and will do anything to avoid a confrontation. But if you repress your talents and desire for achieving your goals, you can become very resentful and angry in life. Don't allow your desire to please others to overshadow your heart's desires. You do well in groups and you are more than happy to do your part. You can be a leader or whatever you desire to be. You just have to believe in yourself and speak up for yourself. Remember to love yourself first and foremost. Life path number three is ruled by Jupiter. You make up the popular crowd. You are cheerful, positive, uplifting to be around. You have joy and like to laugh. You have charisma and you love to show others a good time. Most of all, you love to make other people laugh. You make the best comedians and entertainers. You get along with everyone and you love to teach and can sell anything. You have many talents and gifts because you are a natural born artist. You can write, act, become a musician, or teach because you love to talk. You are especially gifted in the expression of the arts, but you must learn discipline and commitment. You may have difficulty concentrating and a tendency to be a social butterfly. You can squander your natural born talents if you do not focus your life and become disciplined. You may have difficulty with money because of not being organized. You are sensitive and can be hurt easily. Avoid becoming sarcastic, trying to work on too many things at once, and living on the surface. Strive to deepen your relationships and to develop a rich inner life. Your happy-go-lucky attitude inspires others, so allow it to truly come from the depths of your soul. Life path number 4 is ruled by Uranus. You like stability and want to be grounded. You like to plan things and to be organized. You believe in the step-by-step approach to solving problems. You are realistic and want to establish solid foundations. You have all the attributes needed to build your own business or someone else's. You are tenacious and persevering. You have great potential for success, but you must first overcome the belief in limitation. You are loyal and make great spouses because you are reliable and dependable. You believe in honesty and justice and want to make a better world in a realistic way. The things that you should watch for in your character is becoming too rigid in your ideas and too judgmental. Don't become bossy, rude, or overly cautious. You can also become obsessive and vengeful when out of balance. You must cultivate flexibility and balance. Focus on your innate ability to build strong foundations and work on building healthy value systems for yourself. You are courageous and strong, and never forget that. Life path number 5 is ruled by Mercury. You are the most balanced of all numbers. Fives love life. You are carefree and want adventure. You love meeting new people, you like change, and you like being involved with several things at once. You never meet a stranger, and you attract people to you from all walks of life. You have an upbeat attitude that attracts people to you. You are multi-talented and have an uncanny way of motivating others with your words. You can do well in sales, advertising, promotions, politics, and anything that has to do with communications. You understand people and may find it hard to be in a committed relationship, but the right person can get you to commit. You have to be watchful of your tendency to not finish things that you start. You need to focus and to discipline yourself. Your great love for life can lead you to overindulge in food, drugs, or sex. You must find balance in life. You usually accomplish this later on. You desire to be self-employed, and you will be challenged to find your niche and settle into one area long enough to cultivate your talents there. If you take care of your body and create order in your life, then you will find success. Life path number 6 is ruled by Venus. You love home and family. You do well having a home-based business because you love being at home. You create a cozy environment and find ways to create beauty all around you. You love the underdog and want to help all those that are in need. You are a natural-born healer. You have charm and charisma and are usually very beautiful inside and out. You love taking care of your family and you make great parents and marital partners. You are also a natural artist. You have natural gifts in music, visual, and performing arts. You may not allow yourself to develop these talents because you are too busy taking care of others. You must be careful not to burden yourself with the problems of the world. You can hurt yourself because you sometimes see yourself as the savior of the family or your friend. You're always trying to help others through their challenges. You must learn to balance this and know that you have to allow someone else to grow and face their own trials. You can get in the way of others' lessons in this way. You have to remember that you are not responsible for healing the world and avoid self-sacrifice. Learn to clear and balance your energy. Do not forget about your own life because you are so engrossed in trying to help others live theirs. Find balance and allow yourself to come first. Life path number 7 is ruled by Neptune and the moon. You are naturally spiritual beings and you love tranquility. You have a great desire to be alone and you are happiest when you are alone. You are natural investigators. You like to research and find answers to the mysteries of life. Being alone allows you to do what you love most, to think. You have great powers of concentration and are very analytical thinkers. You can find practical solutions to problems through the use of your profound insight. You prefer to work alone and need time to contemplate ideas without others intruding upon you. You are a loner and you want to live life on your own terms. Marriages give you trouble, number 7, because you need your space and privacy. This creates confusion for your mate and your close friends, of which you usually don't have many. You guard your inner world because it is sacred to you, and you do not allow others into your life so easily. When you are imbalanced, number 7, you can be the life of the party and very charming. You will attract the opposite sex to you through both your charm and intelligence, but you are not too quick to entertain those attractions. You must guard against becoming too withdrawn from others. You can shut out the world and the love that you desire the most. You can become selfish and egocentric. When out of balance, you can become jealous of others' ability to create relationships with ease. You may harshly criticize yourself for not being so gregarious, powerful, or able to take charge of situations in your life. You must find balance with learning how to share yourself with others. You have great knowledge to share, and you do make the best writers. You are naturally romantic and can create some of the best love stories, novels, and movies. You are the observers of life, and by the time you are middle-aged, you will radiate refinement and wisdom. You have great spiritual potential, and you must learn to share your wisdom with the world. You have come here to come out of your shell. Life path number 8 is ruled by Saturn. You are a natural leader. You are the presidents, the generals, the CEOs of the company. Eights are the millionaires and billionaires of the world. You have a natural gift for business and finance. You are great managers of life. You know intuitively what makes any enterprise work. You have great vision and purpose. You possess the ability to inspire others to join you on your quest, but those that follow usually are incapable of seeing what you see. They usually need your continual guidance, inspiration, and encouragement. Eights draw wealth and success to them, but this comes after they have learned great life lessons. You will have harsh lessons in the first half of your life, but once these lessons are learned, you will have established great character. You will be able to weather any storm. These life lessons will give you great wisdom. You are a natural born leader in business, finance, law, real estate, science, publishing, education, and management of large institutions. You are self-employed most of the time. And when you are happiest. But you can also run large companies. Eights create some of the finest products because they want the best and they offer the world some of the best products. You are usually very happy, but when out of balance, you tend not to show your love and affection to those around you. You must watch for a tendency to become greedy and controlling. You must learn to balance the physical with the spiritual worlds and understand that power and influence must be used for the benefit of all mankind. Your trial is to bounce back from failures and defeats and remember that you are a true survivor. Despite your difficulties in life, you are destined to experience a life filled with material wealth, influence, and power once you master your life lessons. Life path number 9 is ruled by Mars. You will see very different attributes between astrological Mars and the numerological Mars. It's nothing like an astrology. Nines are compassionate and want to bring peace to the world. You want everyone to be happy and are very in tune with people's emotions. You are idealistic and you see the big picture. You will spend much of your life trying to realize your utopian dreams and are most happy when giving to others. You will sacrifice your money, time, and energy to create a better world. You are rarely prejudiced and do not hold social biases. You like to evaluate people on the basis of what they can do for the larger cause. You are creative and imaginative and like to create beauty in the environment around you. You make the best interior decorators, landscape artists, and photographers. But because you also love people, you are natural healers, teachers, ministers, and you could also be very effective at practicing law and becoming a judge. You like making a social impact and hold a strong social consciousness. What you need to watch for, number 9, is that disappointment in others and in yourself. Because you often feel that things aren't changing fast enough. You must learn to be satisfied with all your efforts and find peace in knowing that you really are making a difference in this world, even if it doesn't look like it. Avoid holding on to material things and relationships too tightly. You are here to give, and when you are imbalanced, you will fear losing what you have. Your wealth will come to you in mysterious ways, through inheritance, someone who is inspired by your work, or a lucky investment. You cannot pursue money for the sake of money. This will cause you a lot of problems if you do this. Instead, invest your energy and money into an endeavor that makes the world a better place. This often turns out to be highly successful and very lucrative for you, allowing you to provide well for your family. Your life is a manifestation of the idea that the more you give, the more you will receive. Now let's take a look at the master numbers. Again, you will have 2 numbers. And so if you are a master number 11, let's take a look at that. 11 is a higher octave of the number 2. You are full of energy and you possess a keen intuition. You may seem shy to others and withdrawn, but you inspire others without even trying. You have a lot of potential and energy flows through you in abundance. It can make you feel powerful or it can cause emotional turmoil within you. You are a channel for information between the spirit world and the physical. You receive ideas, thoughts, and higher understandings without having to contemplate them. You are a bridge between the conscious and the unconscious worlds. When you learn how to channel this psychic ability and energy, you can attain very high levels of intuition. This can make you an inventor, a great artist, a religious leader, a prophet. You have great abilities, but may spend too much time self-criticizing. You love to reflect on your ideas, and this can cause you problems if not in balance. You may think too much and get very little done. You stand out even when trying to blend in. This can make you feel self-conscious. You are blessed with a message and a specific role to play in this world. It will take time for you to develop this and to fully understand the part you have to play here. You usually do this later in life, between the ages of 35 and 45. You have to avoid becoming frustrated with yourself because you know that you have great potential and your expectations can be too high. You can be impractical because of your lofty ideas. You may suffer bouts of confusion and lack of direction. If not kept in check, this can turn into depression and loss of confidence. You want to be watchful of your nervous system, which is vulnerable to stress because of your great sensitivity. You must remain confident and focused. You will achieve your dreams, but you must remain peaceful and harmonious. Surround yourself in balanced, harmonious environments. You love relaxing music. Create a healthy diet for yourself and keep order and peace in your life. This will allow you to unlock your hidden potential and never stop laughing. You will be very successful in life if you learn to be patient and find balance within yourself and your dreams. Enjoy the ride, number 11. Life path number 22 is the second of the master numbers and the last we're going to cover today, and is a higher octave than number 4. You are faced with a polarizing path. You have the potential to reach the highest of heights because of your manifesting abilities. but you could also slip into obscurity. You must learn to inspire others to join you in creating your dreams. You have high ideas and visions, but your power comes from the use of collective forces. You must master bringing all the elements together that are necessary to manifest your dreams. You are here to dramatically evolve, and you must integrate opposite forces within yourself. You have a talent for dealing with people and can bring a variety of different people together for a single cause. Your task is to unite your dream with what is needed to make it happen. You are a visionary, number 22, but you are grounded at the same time. You have a talent for business and politics. You understand large institutions and do well in international businesses. Your intuition guides you on making sound decisions, and you are practical in finding methods to bring ideas into fruition. You have great ambition and make a wonderful partner. You are unconventional and do not like putting on airs. You tend to be traditional in appearance and are very grounded. Your challenge in this life is to share your visions and ideas with others and then allow them to make their contribution. You must learn to be flexible and how to believe in the ability of others. Avoid becoming controlling and manipulative. You have to become committed to your vision and develop the faith to see it through. If you do this, number 22, you will make a powerful impact on this world. I hope this helps you in some way. Please continue to do your own research on your numerology, and don't forget to integrate it with your astrological birth chart. It's time to start cracking the codes of your personal life and look at your star map. You'll be amazed at what you will learn about yourself. I love you. I thank you for taking the time to listen. Have a wonderful weekend. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.